We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and this Sunday will truly be a Sunday like no other. With this weekend's major golf tournament, along with both pro and college football, there's no shortage of action. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, wants to put you in the center of the action. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. Celebrating Sunday's action, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. And on top of these great sign-up offers, DraftKings will have special promotions and odds boosts every day of this year's tournament from Augusta. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, ensuring your Sunday bets up to $100. That's right. You bet they cover up to $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we have Bob and Andy back in the fold, and we're going to look ahead to the Nebraska game. But first, our Ask Ross winner is Bill from Easton. So, Bill, I will be getting in touch with you. Guys, it's an 0-3 Penn State team up against an 0-2 Nebraska team. It'll be a pillow fight, right? Bob, let's start. What does James Franklin need to do this week with his team to get him ready? I mean, the season's already a disappointment no matter what going forward. How does he get this team ready to play?
Yeah, so, you know, at his press conference, he talked about being a kind of a love first guy. And I don't know how much of that is true. Sometimes he says things just for the media, I think, and the fan base. If James Franklin isn't careful, he's going to love these guys all the way to 2-6. If it's going to be love, it better be tough love this week. Honestly, we're going to talk about it until it gets resolved. It starts with the quarterback play, and it goes from there. In this day and age, if you can't score points, a lot of points, you're not going to be in any games. They have 20 points in the first half of all three games, 6 points against Ohio State, seven points against a Maryland team that was allowing an average of 300 rushing yards per game. Unacceptable. All signs point to a change in the offensive philosophy, a change in the approach. And guys, real quick, I mean, the quarterback is getting a hard look at it. And I just can't imagine a scenario where we don't see Will Levis at some point against Nebraska.
Well, certainly if Sean Clifford doesn't come out hot as can be, we will definitely see Will Levis, no doubt about that. But Andy, it's not all on the quarterback. I mean, take your pick. The running backs, the offensive line, anybody on defense, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, James Franklin, when asked about giving up these big plays on defense, he said, well, you know, our front line, our defensive line isn't getting enough pressure. We're not covering well. We're not contesting balls. We're not tackling after they catch the ball. It seems like he's saying pretty much everything is wrong on the defense also. If you're the coaching staff, Andy, what are you doing this week?
You know, in many respects, this game feels like sort of like a race to the bottom for both teams, right? They're trying to figure out who's not going to be worse off after Saturday, right? Both teams have all kinds of quarterback issues. Nebraska has them, right, Bob? They've got quarterback issues as well with Adrian Martinez and Luke McCaffrey. Who's Scott Frost going to play? Who's the guy going forward? Who's going to be their quarterback? Penn State has sort of a similar problem, but the opposite. Their coach won't take the starting quarterback who's struggling out of the game. I don't think you can fix, since the late stages of the Indiana game, Penn State has just been a bad football team, right? Across the board, running the football. Maryland's defense was just awful. Well, they look pretty darn good against Penn State. And the way they got after the quarterback and handled Penn State's run game, that goes on a little bit on the offensive line. The defense has just been massively disappointing across so many fronts. No pressure off the edge. They're getting run on consistently. Big plays, gaps in coverage. I think you can't fix everything. So I think they have to find the one or two things that they think are fixable this week and try and make them shine. And I think it starts with a linebacker play, and I think it starts with going back to trying to run the ball more consistently. It would help not falling behind 28-0. But I think when you start at 0-0, that's sort of the two things that I think I would focus on this week.
Well, one of the things I really appreciate about you, Andy, is with your hard-hitting expert football analysis, it's best not to fall behind 28-0.
Right.
I'm taking notes on that. You know, it's a good point. But, you know, Bob, they've started slow in every game. I realize they took the kickoff against Indiana and went the length of the field. But other than that, it's been ugly, you know, to start the game, which again points to, are they prepared going into the game to start the game? And so far they haven't been.
Well, I would say this, and I you know, every team has to deal with injuries and losses, but it's very clear to me that Noah Cain's loss has definitely hampered this offense. That's not an excuse, but man, did they not look like a different offense on that opening drive against a good Indiana team on the road? Just his running style, the way he hit the hole, the way he was able to get yards after contact. They don't really have that at the running back position, which makes it almost it makes it really tough to have a consistent running game. And they're giving up on it very early. But it's hard to have balance when you don't have a go-to running back. And I just think the rest of the Big Ten knows it.
Well, Bob, I'm going to follow up on that. If you don't have that guy whose style is between the tackles and he'll fall forward, as we always talked about last year, for 3, 4, 5 yards, if you have different style running backs, don't you adjust how you're going to use the running game then?
You can, and unfortunately, it looks like their adjustment has been to run Sean Clifford into the ground. They just do not. They don't want to give up on running between the tackles. I get part of that, but at some point, when it's 3rd and 2 or 3rd and 1, you have to be able to make first downs on the ground. But look, just I don't know that the question is they don't have the running backs. It's just I don't know if the running backs are ready to play an every down role. Devin Ford clearly is an outside runner. But in the Big Ten, I just think that in the Big Ten, you have to be able to get some yards between the tackles. And as far as the defense goes, Andy's right. The linebackers have not been good. They haven't played with a lead. They've played 3 games plus overtime. I think Penn State's had a lead for about 6 minutes or 7 minutes the whole time. And I think that's also impacting some of the things that the defense can do. But their pass defense was just very, very surprisingly bad against Maryland.
All right, Andrew P. Shea, I'm naming you new offensive coordinator of the Penn State football Nittany Lions. What's your game plan going in? What adjustments are you going to make?
So that's a good question, but I do have an answer.
Thank you.
Bob is right. So I think you learned about a stocked running back room. Now that it doesn't have Journey Brown and now that it doesn't have Noah Cain, it's very, very limited, right? They're great backups, but they're not ready for these roles. And I don't think running Sean Clifford into the ground is the answer. So my game plan this week, because I think you have a matchup advantage in 2 games, which is a limited scope, Nebraska cannot cover the tight end, right? They struggle to get pressure on the quarterback, and they're not great at covering the tight end. Well, you have a pretty good darn tight end. So I think despite what Jahan Dotson does, and you're still going to target him and use him and try and make him become you know, flashing the way he has these three games, I think you have to go with the tight end. I think the tight end is a key element this week. And you bring Brenton Strange in there since he's your number two guy. Focus on the tight ends. Take some of the pressure off Clifford. Don't make him look downfield. Let him lock onto his first target and make the tight ends the center of your offense as a complement. And you have to run the ball because you have to shorten the game up a little bit. That would be my offensive plan this week.
Go ahead, Bob.
That's a good plan in theory, Ashe, but Sean Clifford's been so inaccurate. He had Pat Freiermuth open down the field for two. Pat Freiermuth is still running with the ball if Sean Clifford can hit him in the Maryland game. He missed him on two huge plays. You might be right. I'm going to go back to it. Between being inaccurate, between not setting his feet, between holding onto the ball too long, and just between being beat up, the problem with the offense is the quarterback, and it's not going to get – I don't think there's going to be any improvement until James Franklin takes a hard look at who his starting quarterback is.
Well, I'm going to support Ashe on this. If you recall, I think the best drive of the season so far was that first drive of the Ohio State game. He got rid of the ball quickly, short passing game, and Sean Clifford was 5 for 5. It's as if don't make him think, don't make him look around, let him get the ball out quickly, and it seemed like the accuracy was there also. All right, guys. I'm going to leave enough time for predictions and bold predictions. The DraftKings spread right now is Penn State is favored by 3 points. The over-under is at 55.5 points. What do you got?
Am I going first?
Yes, you are, Bob.
Yeah. I think the under is in play in this game. Nebraska's quarterbacks can run. They cannot throw consistently, much like Penn State's. It feels like a defensive game. I'm going to say Nebraska wins 20-17. I just haven't seen any positive signs from this offense or this defense. And I think Nebraska, the mobility of the quarterbacks is going to give Penn State trouble, even though they can't throw the ball down the field. Those guys can run. They gave Ohio State and Northwestern problem running the ball.
All right, Andy, your turn.
I like the under as well. I'm going Penn State, Nebraska 24, Penn State 21. The quarterbacks are the leading rushers for all the teams. And my bold prediction, tight end Pat Freiermuth has 100-plus receiving yards and a touchdown for the Nittany Lions.
Wow, that is bold. I'll tell you what, I'm still the Penn State fan, guys. I'm still waiting. I still think it will happen. I'm going to go Nittany Lions 30-20, which I guess means I also like the under. All right, that's it for our show. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to get back with us next week.
This Sunday, DraftKings is ensuring all new users are covered up to $100. That's right, you bet they cover with risk-free Sunday betting on all of Sunday's action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.